試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。
2023年度第2回実用英語技能検定1級リスニングテスト。
ただいまから1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade 1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has four parts. All of the questions in these four parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 10 dialogues, number 1 through number 10. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade 1 listening test. Number 1.
We need to talk about the outsourcing company we're using.
What's the issue? Aren't they meeting the deadlines?
They're always quite prompt, actually. But the quality of their work is wildly inconsistent.
I presume you've sent them feedback, right?
Numerous times. They always respond that they'll take it into account, but it's never reflected in future projects. I think they're completely incompetent.
Well, unfortunately, we're locked into a contract with them. There would be a huge financial penalty if we were to back out of it.
Question. What does the man imply about the outsourcing company?
Number 2.
There's an exhibit coming to the National Museum we might be interested in.
Really? What is it?
Old woodblock prints from China.
That does sound right up my alley. Do we need to reserve tickets?
Not for the exhibition itself. It'll be on for several months. There's an opening event next week with a lecture by a scholar of Chinese art that does require reservations.
If it works with our schedule, that'd be fantastic. We'd get a lot more out of the exhibit if we heard the lecture.
Question. What will the speakers probably do? Number 3.
I didn't realize there was a local election next month.
Yeah, one of the big issues is about funding for a new high school. There have been some very heated debates about it.
I'm not surprised. Many people think taxes are astronomical already.
But I guess the existing school is bursting at the seams.
Well, I'd like to find out how substantial the tax increase would be.
I'm not sure of the amount. Money spent on education is a wise investment for the future, though.
Question. What does the man imply about the potential tax increase? Number 4.
Can you show me on the map where Bluff Trail is?
Yes. But you're not planning to hike it today, are you?
Yes, I am. Is there some reason I shouldn't?
I'm afraid the boardwalk portion of the trail is closed. It's partially submerged because of flooding.
Oh, I had no idea. Can you show me which trails are open for a moderately challenging hike? Preferably ones with views of the Cypress Swamp?
Sure. Here, let me mark them on your map.
Question: Why did the woman change her plan?
Number 5.
Hi, Professor Reynolds. You wanted to see me about graduation requirements?
That's right, Ellen. Your records indicate you're short a business class.
Really? I thought the accounting internship I did last summer would stand in lieu of those credits.
Ah, yes. I remember you signing up for that. Did you hand in the paperwork after completing it?
I didn't realize I had to. Is this going to delay my graduation?
If you get the forms and fill them out today, I'm sure we can sort things out.
I'll do that right away.
Question: What do we learn from the conversation?
Number 6.
Did you get around to scheduling your health check, Sam?
Actually, I've already had the checkup.
Oh, how did it go?
No serious issues, but as I suspected, I could stand to shed a few pounds.
Well, at least you can do something about that.
Easier said than done. I have no problem making plans to exercise. It's just following through with the plans that I have trouble with.
You and me both. Bad habits are so much easier to develop than break.
Question: What do we learn about the man?
Number 7.
Honey, does Billy seem down to you lately?
Not particularly. Why?
Well, he's spending so much time in his room. He seems to be on his computer most of the time when he's home.
I think that's called being a teenager. Besides, with all the activities he's involved in at school, I think he just needs time to unwind.
You're probably right. I do worry about what he's doing online, though. The web can be a dangerous place.
Are you suggesting I do some poking around?
It might not be a bad idea every now and then.
Question: What does the woman imply? Number 8.
You sure came home late last night, honey. The sound of the door opening woke me up for a second.
Sorry, I was stuck at the office until pretty late again. Afterward, I decided to grab a drink with friends to release some stress.
I see. You look pretty tired this morning, though.
Yeah, alcohol does lower the quality of sleep.
Maybe going to the gym would be a healthier alternative.
True, but that's a bit ambitious after a long day's work. And I'd miss socializing with the guys.
Question: What is one thing the man implies?
Number 9.
Well, I've inspected your cafe's kitchen, as well as the counter and seating areas.
I hope everything complied with the city's hygiene codes.
According to my records, your cafe passed an inspection 6 months ago with flying colors. Not a single violation and only one warning. Unfortunately, that's not the case this time.
I see.
First, there was expired milk in your refrigerator.
Yes, sorry. We were going to dispose of that.
Also, you serve smoked fish, including salmon. And that needs to be chilled at below 4 degrees to prevent the growth of dangerous bacteria.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Well, your counter fridge is set to 5 degrees. I'll have to issue a violation for that and also for the expired dairy. If the fines aren't paid, you won't be eligible to renew your operating license when your current one expires.
Understood. Was there anything else?
I noticed deep cuts in your cutting boards. Bacteria can get trapped in these and contaminate foods. I won't cite you for it, but you should replace those soon to minimize the risk of causing foodborne illness.
I will, of course. Thank you for coming out.
Question: What is one thing the man says about the cafe?
Number 10.
As you know, the company's spring social event is just 3 weeks away, and we've been tasked with organizing it.
What was last year's event?
We went to an entertainment center. You know, a place with a bowling alley, table tennis, arcade games, those sorts of things. It was fun, but I have a hunch people want to be outdoors this year.
How about a barbecue at Cove's Beach? There's no shortage of barbecue facilities and picnic tables.
Half of my department is vegetarian or vegan. I'm not sure they'd enjoy an event that revolves around grilling meat.
Dolphin Cruise Lines does dinner cruises around the bay, and they probably have a vegetarian menu. I hear the sunsets are spectacular.
Actually, I recently tried to organize a family cruise with them, and I was told they were fully booked until summer.
Wow, they must be fantastic. We should reserve spots now for our summer event, just in case.
Good idea. You know, to go back to the barbecue idea, there are a surprisingly large number of alternatives for vegans. Cauliflower steak, tofu burgers. It wouldn't necessarily be a problem.
Well, considering we're kind of under the gun here, why don't we go with that?
Question: What is the woman's opinion?